אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 388 את מאמר מתן תורה.
We're reading from the article מתן תורה. You can find it in Kabbalah for the student. We're on page 246, item 12. You can ask questions on kab.tv and they may be aired. We're in item 12, Kabbalah for the student, page 246. These were the words of our sages. When they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people, and that cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. A wild ass shall be turned into man, because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, whose every movement revolves solely around himself, without a shred of bestowal upon others.
And that's how he develops throughout his lifetime. That's considered coming out of the embrace of creation. He could be 50 or 60 years old, but until he starts to care for himself and to invert his nature to in order to bestow, then he's still considered as not yet coming to correction, not yet being born.
Thus, then one is at the farthest distance from the root. On the other hand, since the root is all bestowal.
Also, when he starts with a spiritual path, why doesn't he say that then he's even worse within his will to receive this against that? Because then he's rising on two lines in parallel. And that's why it's not that below, above, and below, above, it kind of like that distancing, but rather they're going in parallel. Because both the left, even though it's left, it supports and goes with the right. Yes.
Since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others.
If he is growing, meaning if he's already in a group and study and is receiving the proper care, then he receives sparks of bestowal, meaning he receives through the group, through this field, the reforming light, and slowly, slowly, that begins to develop him. Yes.
The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment. And then one is initiated into keeping Torah and Mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world called Lo Lishma.
That's the stage he has to go over. And this takes years until he grows with all his vessels of reception and decides that he has to nevertheless move to in order to bestow.
Since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to keep Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his Maker.
That's already considered that he is observing Torah and Mitzvot. Torah is also before, it's the reforming light, but now also the Mitzvot, that his will to receive is already becoming in order to bestow.
As the Rambam said, women and children should not be told of keeping Torah and Mitzvot Lishma because they will not be able to bear it.
Meaning there still is a period that is called women, children, elderly, handicapped, doesn't matter how, what? Meaning that they don't yet come to that state where they can correct themselves, but they nevertheless absorb and receive from the environment all kinds of forces, discernments that accumulate in them until they are ready to bestow.
But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work lishma. It is, as our sages said, from lo lishma one comes to lishma, which is defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker and not for any self-love.
This comes to us through the reforming light. It's not that we can artificially, through some internal effort, do it. That does not happen. Only one way, the way that we go and develop our vessels of reception, so they're so great until we start to recognize that they're all in order to receive, and we are so, these vessels are so big that we're not capable of doing anything with, and they're so huge that if the correction doesn't come from above, we will also die like that in those kilim, and nothing good will come out to us from that. And then slowly, slowly, we come to a willingness to do everything to just emerge out of them.
Through the natural remedy of the engagement in Torah and mitzvot lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages wrote, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upward in degrees of the above-spoken exaltedness, until he loses all remnants of self-love and all the mitzvot in his body rise. And he performs all his actions only to bestow. So even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, so he can bestow. This is why our sages said, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people with.
Questions? Yes, Uri.
This part where he says here, and then he's being initiated into Torah and mitzvot for self-love. I'm asking this, we're in a time of introductory lectures and so forth, where we run into people who encounter our channel, and they say they hear very high things and they can't connect to it. And how does that happen?
I don't know what's happening on the channel. I don't watch our channel because I have nothing to learn from there. But you need to arrange it such that it will be an educational channel that is suitable and right for those people who open it up.
They're, it's playing the lesson.
What lesson? My lesson?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Whoever sees this lesson, what can he say? They're delusionary. They don't know. They don't understand. I think a different way. They're probably strolling there in the upper worlds, there's imaginary worlds there. What could they possibly say? Our channel should be, needs to be, meaning what they need to open up and see, is they need to open a channel that is suitable to them. What do you mean? I, let's say, open a channel where there are cartoons. That's suitable for me. I don't want politics, pop-politics, or something else. I watch animations, I watch cartoons. How could you show them my lesson? That's not good. Well, certainly. Well, and I also can't talk in such a way. I can't talk that way. There was a time where I could. I also wrote books in such a way that I rewrote Bala Sulam books in such a way, in a more popular way. Today I am not capable. I am with you, and I am preparing myself to your level. Also from below and also from above, I am concentrating everything to supply you every day the proper dose, and it's not a dose that is suitable for them. But it's good that you're meeting with them, so immediately try to correct this. And the fact that they're seeing us now during the lesson, there's nothing you can do about it. Maybe we could put a certain kind of label over there or something, that this is suitable to special students of Rav Lightman, those that are in Atzilut and upwards. No, really, there needs to be a certain, not a warning, that nothing will happen to them, but a mention, you know, because if not, it's too bad. Maybe we need to write there like a strip that says that the channel for beginners at other times on the clock or something like that. Well, Tzvika,
I watch Mickey Mouse, but my mother watches the lesson. She watches because of me. She doesn't understand a thing. My mother, 85 years old. So she watches the lesson and understands a little bit. I want to tell you, according to what I read here, it really discourages me. He says this. He says, in a way that then he's at the farthest place from the Creator, from one end to the other. According to what I see here, there's no chance at all.
Who told you that there is no chance specifically when I'm in the furthest part from the Creator? It's specifically there that I have a chance, because until I have distanced myself to the furthest space, the reaffirming light doesn't have an effect on me. That light that will throw me backward inwards, that's to the contrary, it's the opposite. You remember what we drew? I'll draw this for you again. If I have the source of the light and it works in such a manner, yes, in circles, until I reach, according to the root of my soul, to the circle, according to my development, the suitable circle, I need to go down and go down and go down. And only then I reach a state in which the upper light has an influence on me and throws me inwards. That's why it turns out that we are entering certain work, certain actions, and then I'm thinking, where, why is it not happening to me? It's because I have yet reached the state where I am suited to the influence, the inspiration of this light that will throw me outside of my state of descent, and then I will once again return to the center. And it's constantly that way. That's why anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him, and he will descend even further, and only the greatest wicked receive the attraction inwards. There's no righteous in the land who has done good and has not sinned. We're constantly talking like that. So what are you saying? Despair, there's nothing to do. It's to the contrary. How much I feel the evil. With that, I need to get accustomed to scrutinize that to critique it with my mind and say, oh, that's good. That's good. Why? Because I need the recognition of evil. The fact that I descend to some place, let's say I fell, so my question is, how do I define that this descent is, that's it, it's the maximal descent? I have to go down more and more, or not, or I do not need it anymore. It all depends on how much I scrutinize that descent and say, it is complete, I can't, I'm not capable, I must ascend. It all depends on you. Meaning you can descend 1 millimeter, a true millimeter from the center of development, and you say, oi, that's it. That's considered recognition of evil. To what extent you associate the evil with your state. and you're all day long in the garbage, and you think that that's life. And that's why there's already some mercy upon you to the end, and you're advanced somewhat. That's the form of advancement. We need, in every state, in every single state, no, even if it's the best possible state, to discover in it the ability to advance more. To the bad, yes.
He says here that he comes from Lolishma to Lishma with the intention to, from self-love, the aim of self-love. Whatever happens, happens.
Do you care about the result other than being in Biston?
I don't know what it is.
Bestowal is how it will be good for the other. Do you care what results you'll have in your life?
I only care about myself right now.
So be sorry for not thinking that way and ask for correction. Then you will receive it.
How?
Because you're asking correction for not thinking about the others and you want it to hurt you. Why? Because the pain of not thinking about the other will be called recognition of evil.
A question. What's happening now in the South and everything, should it be painful to me what's happening on the other side as well, or they should die and you know, that kind of approach? So, you know, what should I care about?
That's not the right way to think. I need to think about the revelation of the Creator. And not why all those creatures will have to go through sufferings. What is good in that? Let's say they die. What is they'll die? The death of the body does nothing. It's part of the correction. And a very small part of the correction. And what comes out of that? And if they're Arabs or Jews, and no matter who, the bottom line is there's no great benefit to that.
This is what's kind of the spirit in the people, that, you know, they can die and so on.
That's because the people don't understand that the real correction is by us correcting the people of Israel, and then the whole world will follow us.
What should I aim for when I live within my people and I hear that? What should I think about?
That you must bring this knowledge to everyone. Imagine to yourself that Europe is against Israel. Well, that's clear, yes? Russia, from day to day, is more worse. Well, the Arab countries in the whole world also. Except for, look at, they're showing you, except for Trump. Not America, but Trump. Only. Look at what is being shown to you. You're dependent on someone there only. Not about the not from the American Jews or the French Jews. No, you're dependent on one person who is kind of somehow complimenting you in some way. Caring for you a little bit. Imagine to yourself that the Creator would make you dependent on one person in the whole world. Let's say that now they're preparing a sentence against him, 86 small complaints against him that they're going to judge him again, sentence him with. Let's say he falls from his from power. Do you understand what happiness will happen with all our haters and what would happen? So you're being given an opportunity now to nevertheless bind yourself not to Trump, but to a higher up force than him, and to begin to correct yourself. You're still in a certain opportunity for correction. And afterwards, there will be a very terrible opportunity. It is simply we're giving the force to the destroyer. That's why when I look at how in Israel, is people are relating to all that's happening? I don't have what to say. It's simply a lack of understanding of what we need to do. Peter.
A question about dissemination. I heard from you that if, thanks to my efforts in dissemination, people came to study Kabbalah, then they draw the light, engage in inner work, activate the Creator, and then the light they draw goes through me, through the person that led them to the wisdom of Kabbalah, that helped them discover Kabbalah. And if it is so, then it turns out that dissemination is a very well-paying area. Is it something you can think about as you disseminate?
Yes, of course. What do you mean if I'm thinking or not thinking? Who am I playing with here? What I mean, it's as if I'm all white. I think that way. Yes, I want to be rewarded. There has to be a goal. My goal is to profit spirituality, to have the force of correction by me bestowing to others. The upper light through me moves to them. So it first corrects me. And that's why I'm doing it. That's called, I've been learned from all of my students. As I pass all the knowledge light to all the students, so first of all, I get richer from that. Yes? That's how it should be. And each and every one needs to be that way. Okay? Dudi, yes?
I want to ask about what you said in the beginning about the books. What's the approach to communicate sources to the audiences, especially secular audiences?
I have to say about that this way. I once did that in Russian. I took the books of Baal HaSulam. I didn't translate them, like Chaim Ratz, who is making sure there that every comma is precise. But I did it in adaptation to the reader. The way I knew the reader, I clothed myself in the reader and rewrite for him at a certain height and a certain depth so it will be suitable for them. That's it. Just like you do for children, just like you do for the sick, for the elderly that don't have teeth. We prepare special food for them, right? That's how you have to do prepare this special food for a person who you want to reckon to get to know our materials. The wisdom of Kabbalah. We need to really get accustomed to this, to truly enter into this. You're preparing these matters for them, yes? It needs to be rewritten.
But that's a flaw in the sources.
But you're writing it so that it won't be a flaw. It's not that you're taking the source and you're saying that this is the source and meanwhile you're not changing something. You are doing it in a free passage towards the free delivery to the broad public. And you're writing that that's what it is, that it's not a translation.
And what if you are integrating quotes?
Then you can also merge a verse into that, all in a light transferage to the general public. Otherwise, they won't digest it. They'll choke on it. How will they be able to understand the language of the Bible, or in general the language of the sages, with all those definitions and all the different utterances? You have to bring it to them in a level that is suitable to them. Therefore you are free to do that. If you know that in such a way you're writing, you can write like you write to children for age 3, for age 4, age 5. They have games, books. That's how it is.
So you're when you're talking about the sources, because you're saying when some sources were taken for a study, yeah?
No. Here, I talked about this, and I talked about Matan Torah, and how it was disclosed that he himself was changing the text. We received the books Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. He was the publisher. And in those books that we read, all of a sudden, I don't remember, Hillel or Rebbe said, but that's not right. How is it written? So Branwin sat next to us at the table, and he says, I did that. So everyone looked at him, how did you do so? Not another word was said. Those books never entered the study again. I took them home, and they never entered the seminary again. And since then, I don't look at those books, at his books. The fact that he did from Ora Bahir, I don't know what's inside there. I'm not going to go and check. That is such work, but that's nevertheless. But here it's written in Etz Chaim. Those, it's written that it was published by, what's it called? In his publication. And he, if it's his publication, he went over it. And he writes that it's Panim Meirot Umasbirot, and also the Marot Sulam, that's the interpretation or the commentary of his father, of Brandwein. I don't want to say anything about that. That is not, was not acceptable for Rabash, and therefore I do not use it. That's it. We need to get books that are like they were back then. And if not, then we will maybe have to take and transcribe and publish our own books. Otherwise, these things can be corrupted in places that you won't even recognize.
New York.
Hi, Rav, World Kli. We're very, very excited. The Congress is approaching fast, and the world is really awakening. You can see we're together with Salt Lake City. They wanted to form this connection, and these kinds of connections are happening all over the world with teams of friends working on the Congress from all the continents. So it's really becoming like a real world virtual Congress. Our friends, as we mentioned last time, our friends are spread throughout the world in every group, every region, every department. We really asking everyone to put that pressure on us, on New York. Anything you want, any suggestion, question, demand, please bring it to us. We wanted to give a few quick updates on what's going on. We sent a survey about, the marketing department actually sent out a survey about the name of the Congress, and over 150 friends filled it out, and the name that we have right now is As One Man in Arvut. That's the name of the Congress that we're going for right now. The marketing department is also working on a website, so very soon, instead of just finding links on Sviva Tova, there will be one website that we hope will be used in all the virtual congresses, where you can find all the material and the songs and the preparation and all the links, and everything will just be updated as we go from Congress to Congress. So this is also in the works, hopefully, I don't want to say by the end of the week, but hopefully very soon we shall have the website up. Now, there's going to be today a new survey on Sviva Tova for the Congress that asks friends from all over the world, tens from all over the world, to a workshop, four questions based on the clips, based on the direction that you gave us about the Congress, about the form of the Congress, the format, and what we need to do together. So we really want to include everyone in that and come up with the solution that will work for everyone. So this survey is going to go out hopefully today. We already started to talk about it in the World Arvut team. We are hopefully tonight after this lesson, the lesson plan is going to be set, so we can start collecting material. The plan right now is to start with the covenant and to end with the covenant. So covenant on the way in to the Congress, and covenant when we come out with a new state, and in the middle of the Congress, we want to work on the being around Mount Sinai, and also about work on the topic of Inema Tova, Umanaim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, the presence of the Creator in it as well. So this is just like a taste, but there will be an organized plan with material that we'll start working with our lesson team is working on, and we'll work with the NFC and all the friends. And finally, we want to pass it for a quick update from Seth Brightman on the Zoom about the music, and then from Adomas about Congress Prep. Thank you, everyone, and Lachaim.
I have a question for the time being. When will we receive a list of the lessons? And for each lesson, there will be, for every name of lesson, maybe there will be a note there, what the lesson's about, what it, the paragraph about what it should be, and so on, so that we can get closer to the content.
General topics are set, and tonight we're after the lesson. We have a meeting with the lesson team. And the plan is by the before the weekend, before Shabbat, to have already like the, you know, the topic, the description, and start collecting material for it.
Good.
Okay, Seth.
Seth Brightman.
It's in the Zoom in North America, on the North America Zoom. The Shidu has to turn on the North America Zoom. Yeah, there you go.
No. No.
Okay, so after the first virtual congress, we saw all of these different groups around the world come out with their with the music. So we put together a worldwide music team. David Hampton from Arizona is the manager of the team. And Siv, a woman from Scandinavia, everybody knows her, has been very strong also in supporting this team. The team has about 20 friends from around the world. We reached out to the entire world and found musicians, violin players, clarinet players all over the world playing Bala Sulam melodies. We're going to incorporate these as part of lesson prep. We're going to incorporate all of the different groups around the world to bring all these different kind of emotions into what we're doing. And there's a huge action of connecting all of these different cultures, all these different flavors, in order to bring a lot of emotion and feeling into what we're doing. I'd like to pass now to Adomas in Kazakhstan to give the next update.
No, I'm not in Kazakhstan.
Well, I don't see Kazakhstan. What's happening with us?
Astana, Efo, Nituf, Astana.
Come on, video switchers, where's Astana? Are they not connected? Okay, I just want to add, as far as what was asked about the books, my same attitude is towards the study of Ten Sfirot that is published, although from my recordings, but I'm not responsible for it's under the publication of, what do we call it? Something of the Sulam, the light of the Sulam. Or a Sulam of, no, not Jeremy's, of Gottlieb, yes. Where also, I am not responsible, I don't use that. I only use the original, in short. The original of Bala Sulam and Rabash. All the rest, I'm telling you, for me, it doesn't pass. Yes, who? Yes, please.
I want to update. We had a special activity yesterday. We talk about our vut, and every Tuesday, many friends go out on Tuesday nights to many Point in the Heart centers and give people a lesson and a meal. Because of the security situation in several cities in Israel, the students really wanted to convene. So we did it from here through Zoom, and there were many connections, and there was a connection between the groups, and even the groups in the different cities connected together to a common lesson and meal. So we want to be thankful for that.
Who should we thank? Hamas?
No, to be thankful for the connection between us and hope to raise our avut even higher today.
Very well. And?
The Zohar lesson, you're invited to watch the Zohar lesson with Rav Lightman live today, 5:30 p.m. Israel time. And open Friday, if you're in Israel, you're invited to register in advance and come to the morning lesson, 2:45 a.m., 12 Nevatim Street, call 1-700-509-209 for details. Good day and great night. And the introductory course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah campus is inviting you to an introductory lecture. You have to register in advance. Admission costs 30 shekels. Call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il for details. And now we'll sing a song together. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו, מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים. בוא ניצח לחבר את המחשבות.